Hi guys, and happy Friday. I'm in need of the weekend. I've got so many WTF episodes on the go that I'm editing alongside. I've just decided that I'm not only going to finally put out my Reading and Leeds vlog, but I'm also going to put out my Glastonbury vlog because I've got so much good footage and it would be a real shame to not put it together into a story. So everything's kind of on hold, but there's a lot brewing in the background. And then I'm hoping there's just like an influx of stuff that can come out at the same time. Either that or I'll have a nervous breakdown. One of the two. Anyway, the fun part about all of this is going back and looking at some of the artists that we've covered thus far. And today we're going back to season one for an episode from one of the Reading's natives in the Amazons, a band that I always thought were really good. And then the first album, I just kind of thought that they were good, but they weren't that level. And then their second album was absolutely one of my albums of 2019. Just absolutely brilliant. Loved it from start to finish. Just they're fucking brilliant. Wasn't as much of a fan of their latest album. It was a little too Britpoppy and slow. I've thought that as they kind of rocked it up and kind of established themselves as a bit heavier, that worked better for them. And this episode really kind of encompasses that. They're due to play Reading and Leeds again later this year. And there's nothing like a hometown set from anyone that's going to see them. So I'm really excited to see them again. I haven't seen them since 2019 or 2020. I think it was 2019. I think it was November when we just landed back from Australia the last time. And they're brilliant. I think they're absolutely excellent. So anyway, without further ado, enjoy this. This is Who the Fuck Are the Amazons? Welcome to Who the Fuck, the show that aims to take a deep dive on some of the acts announced for Reading and Leeds 2019. In today's episode, we'll be looking at the Amazons, some local heroes from Reading, already announced for 2019's festival. If you've never heard of the Amazons before, hopefully this video will help answer the question, who the fuck are the Amazons? Similar to Sundara Karma, the Amazons are hometown heroes for Reading. They're made up of four members, Matt, Chris, Elliot, and Joe. Genre-wise, I'd put them more in the camp of Stereophonics than Blur. In terms of British, old British bands, certainly more Catfish than Jamie T. That being said, that last Jamie T album rocked it up quite a bit. But I certainly put them in the same kind of camp as Sundara Karma and Catfish and the Bottlemen, Foals, Wolf Alice. That kind of sound. If you're fans of those bands, check out the Amazons. In fact, as I was writing this earlier, I was listening to In My Mind. Which was the first single I think I heard by them. And I remember thinking, f*** me, this is a Reading Festival anthem waiting to happen. Then when I found out they were actually from Reading, you know, even more so. Their song Stay With Me. Has the most views. It's currently sat on 887,000 views. Let's try and get that up to a mil before Reading. And that record reminds me significantly of our early Oasis. I could almost hear Liam singing that song. But I think records like Black Magic and Junk Food Forever shouldn't go amiss. Junk food forever, late nights together.
Their debut album, eponymously titled The Amazons, came out in 2017, which was the same year they absolutely packed out the Festival Republic stage. They're currently in the studio in Wales, recording their second album, which hopefully we can see some of, if not all of, re-released before August. But with nothing kind of even confirmed yet, I think it may be a bit of a tail end of 2019, and then we'll hear a single or two before they play Reading and Leeds. Sorry, Leeds. My guess would be the Radio 1 stage, as they played the Festival Republic stage last year. Last year being 2017, not 2018. I know, at the end of the year, sorry. But I could also see them sharing the main stage, maybe back-to-back with Sundara Karma one of the days. That would be brilliant. Two hometown heroes, indie rock hometown heroes. Oh, that would be great. I'd love to see that. My likelihood of seeing them is pretty strong. I mean, they're local heroes. Why wouldn't you want to go and support your local rock band at the local festival, which happens to be the biggest rock festival in the country? One of, sorry, Download. So I'm feeling pretty good about them, and I would certainly feel pretty miffed if I missed them. So I'm going to give them an 8 out of 10. Yeah, I think it would be silly to give them 9. That's a bit excessive, but 8 out of 10. I think they're really cool. And I'm really excited to hear new music from them, because I think the world is a bit more ready for it now. So, interesting times, and yeah, I'm really excited to see them next year, that's for sure. Thoughts in the comments section below, as always. Let me know your score. Are the Amazons a band you're going to go see live? Do you like them? Do you not? What's your favourite song by them? All that jazz. And I'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Bye.